Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Our Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, happy holidays.
I stand by every word, even though he's very fireable.
Okay, that's it, Daryl. That's where I want to go. You use the word scapegoat. Now, you say he's fireable, so obviously, like, the record matches it. The offensive performance matches it. What leads you to using the word scapegoat in that situation?
Well, because Andrew Berry's probably keeping his job, and I think Andrew Berry needs to go, too.
Is it really a scapegoat, then?
Yeah. Because what has Andrew Berry done to make this team better? He's not exactly done a bang-up job with the quarterback room. Not done a bang-up job with the offensive line. Not done a bang-up job with the wide receivers. So, yeah, what's Andrew Berry done that's not as much of a fireable offense as Kevin Stefanski? So, I'm treating these guys as they're a package deal. That's what we heard for 5 years. You know, hey, these guys are joined at the hip. They're thought partners, et cetera, et cetera. But now, all of a sudden, Kevin's on an island by himself, and this is all his fault. No. They're both to blame for this disaster.
Now, Daryl, I'm with you on the fact that if it was up to me, I would fire them both. But in a way, doesn't it make sense that, like, Andrew Berry has something positive to hang his hat on? And I don't know how much credit we can really give him for the draft. One, because Paul DePodesta being involved, and we don't know how much that actually plays into it. And two, because, well, obviously, like you mentioned, the offensive line, the wide receiver room, all was left out to dry. But does it feel like Kevin, in a way, doesn't have that same thing to hang his hat on the way that Andrew does?
Well, Kevin has two 11-win seasons, which nobody has done since, like, Marty Schottenheimer. He has two playoff seasons, which, again, nobody has done since Marty Schottenheimer. And he's had to deal with 13 different starting quarterbacks. Untold numbers of offensive line combinations. He was forced to change offensive coordinators last year. There are things for Kevin to hang his hat on here, and it's part of the reason why he probably won't have a hard time finding another job, either as a coordinator or as a head coach, because everyone in the NFL knows how tough it is here in Cleveland to win and to be successful. And it's not just on the field stuff that you have to deal with here. I just think that if you're going to make changes, make them wholesale.
Daryl, I keep hearing a bunch of people kind of jump in, and the line is, you know, Andrew's probably safe, but Kevin, they haven't made up their mind on yet. Do you get that same feeling that the Browns still have not actually made their decision on whether or not Kevin would be back here next year?
I don't know why they wouldn't have their mind made up. I talked about this morning with Lance Reisland on the morning show. What changes if they win these next two games besides their draft position? Does your outlook and opinion on the direction of the organization change if they have 5 wins instead of 3, or even 4 wins instead of 3? The answer you're looking for is absolutely not. So I understand the decision might be hard, but there's the notion that Kevin can save himself these next 2 weeks or get himself fired the next 2 weeks, I don't know that I subscribe to that. I'm not saying that ownership has made the decision. Don't misunderstand me there. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know that the situation changes all that much over the final 2 weeks of the season. In fact, what might get them fired is if they win the next 2 games and finish out the top 5 in the draft, right? That could get him fired, because I have a hunch that the Browns would not be brokenhearted if they did finish the season 3-14 for a second straight year.
That's it. That's too much competitive football. You're out of here. That's too much at the end of the season. Daryl, Joel Bitonio came to the defense of Kevin Stefanski today in his media availability. Does any of that actually help Kevin's case, knowing that obviously the players went out on Sunday and played hard for him, and he has the backing of a guy that's been here and is well-respected in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't expecting Joel Bitonio to be like, yeah, Kevin Stefanski's one of the worst coaches I've ever played for. I mean, he's played for 4 full-time head coaches and then interim coach Greg Williams, so he's seen a lot here. I'm not saying that Joel wasn't being honest with us, but at the same time, as the longest tenured Brown in that locker room who has basically seen it all, I take him at his word. He has always spoken both publicly and privately in positive terms about Stefanski. There's part of me that thinks if Kevin's gone, Joel's not going to come back for a 13th year. And if Kevin does come back, well, maybe Joel will come too. And that's just my gut feeling on that. Joel made it very clear today that he's a fan of Stefanski, and he also pointed out what I pointed out. Guy's had 13 different starting quarterbacks to work with. He's not had a consistent starter to develop. And so, until you get that piece, which is the quarterback.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, winning becomes pretty impossible to do on a consistent basis in the NFL.
Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, obviously, this game coming up on Sunday can get real weird. If the Ravens were to lose on Sunday, it would lock in the AFC North for the Steelers. We could see no Aaron Rodgers. We could see this team, I'm not going to say phone it in, but play it safe for the playoffs coming up. How much does that change how much these two games mean for Shador?
Nothing. And by the way, even when the Steelers try to phone it in, they beat the Browns. So, like, read nothing into who they may or may not end up playing on Sunday. That does not, by any stretch of the imagination, increase the Browns' odds of winning the football game. That being said, what Shador needs to do is he just needs to go out there and high completion percentage, high completion percentage down the field. Don't be check down Charlie all the time. Get the ball out. The metrics are showing that the offensive line, for as battered and bruised as they are, they're doing a fairly good job in pass protection. So he needs to make sure he's getting the ball out and completing those passes down the field, because he is being given the requisite opportunity to do so. So about 3.5 seconds, ball's got to be out of his hand by then. And if he's able to do that, I think he can give the Browns something to think about. But I bigger picture with Shadur, depending on what the organization does in the offseason, his stay here may be short.
Daryl, do you think right now with what we've seen out of Shadur, if the Browns were drafting and they had a quarterback, one of the top two quarterbacks fall into their lap, they'd take a quarterback?
Probably.
Is there anything within those two games you think Shadur can actually show to change that fact?
Go out there and play like Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson combined and win, right? I mean, look, he's done good things. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Shadur Sanders is on the same level as Dylan Gabriel. He is, in my estimation, far and above the better quarterback between the two of them. But there are things he's really, really got to work on, and the only way he's going to be able to work on them is by getting the experience, by getting those reps. It's real hard to commit to him. It's real hard to commit to anyone right now. We don't even know who's going to be doing the committing, right? Well, there's just so many tentacles to this problem right now that the Browns have. And of course it's not easy to figure out, because, well, they're the Browns, and it has to be the most complex, mind-numbing, mallet-to-the-skull thinking object of the exercise here. Of course it can't be easy to figure out. It's not cut and dry and easy. There's a lot of gray area here. And, they got to figure out who's making those decisions, but they're going to have 3 picks in the top 33 if they lose the last 2 games, okay? And that allows them to take 1 quarterback and 2 players to help out on offense, hopefully a receiver, hopefully an offensive lineman, right? My dream scenario would be use those 3 picks on 2 offensive linemen and a receiver, or 1 offensive lineman and 2 receivers, to inject some life into this offense and fill some of those holes they need to fill. But I just kind of think that when you're in the top 2 and you're looking for a franchise quarterback, you're probably going to draft one. And then that basically means the end of Shadur Sanders here in Cleveland, because outside of developing on, as the backup quarterback, there's no future for him here, because the Browns will have spent the number 2 pick in the draft on a quarterback, which means that's the guy that they're expecting to become their franchise quarterback, and it's not going to be Shadur Sanders.
All right, Daryl, a lot of the convoluted, confusing things with the Browns, something that's pretty straightforward. How much pressure is there on Miles to get this sack record done in game 16 rather than extending it out to 17?
He's got to get it done this weekend. Because if he doesn't, and it takes him to the season finale, which is the 17th game, then everyone's going to want to asterisk it and say it's not legitimate and whatnot. So he needs to get it done this week. Got a little help last week with the half sack. Gonna have to get a sack on Sunday to get it going. But he's got this streak going back to I want to say late September, early October, where he has at least a half a sack in every game since. He had a 3-game drought where he was held sackless. And ever since then, he's registered at least a half a sack in every game. So I got a pretty good feeling that he's going to get a sack on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, but I think he's going to get at least 1, and he's going to do it against T.J. Watt's team. Whether or not T.J. Watt is actually on the field, watching that on the sidelines, we have to see. I guess he returned to practice today and whatnot, but I think Miles will get it done Sunday. I'm pretty confident in that.
All right, Daryl, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the holiday, and I'm sure we'll be talking at some point next week as well.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope Santa's good to y'all.
Thanks, Daryl, appreciate it.
You betcha.
Darryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter there, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Ask Darryl about Miles, and I want to ask you the same thing at 216-474-0092. Does a sack record mean less if Miles has to do it in week 18 across 17 games instead of getting it done over the old 16-game seasons that we used to have? We're going to get to your calls and more on this coming up here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick in for Nick and JP right here on Afternoon Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.